You don't let the sun go down. You don't let the sun go down. You got wrath in your heart, you got it, you better get it out. You don't let the sun go down on that. Because when the sun goes down, it's a new day. It's a new day. It is a new day. And that day is not promised to you. Do you understand that? That tomorrow is not promised. So when that sun goes down, it is a new day. And that new day is not promised unto you. You got that bitterness. That bitterness is an exceedingly wickedness. It's beyond description. It's in the core of a man's soul. And they hold on to that relentlessness. And that's why they draw from that bitterness. They constantly do the things that they do. That's why you can say what you will. And there's no conviction. That's why you can say all kinds of vile things and there is no conviction. You're on your way to hell. I don't care if it's your wife or your grandpappy. I don't care if it's your grandmama or your mammy. It makes no difference at all. Saying it plain and simple. I don't care if it's your husband or your wife. I don't care if it's your wicked son or your daughter. They're going to hell. That's the fact of the matter. I'd rather be guile in the mouths of saints. And so instead of praising him, you speak guile. Speak wicked things, villainy, vile things. And that's not what the Father wants. Why we ought to praise him? Why? Because Yahweh is high above all nations. And his honor is above all nations. Don't you know that you being the little nation you are, don't you know his honor is above your nation? And when you honor the nation of your flesh and the will of your flesh more than you honor him, don't you know there's something insidious and wicked in your soul? He is the one that established this nation. He's the one that brought forth breath into your body this morning. Don't you know he's high above you? Don't you know you ought to exalt that name up and glorify that name? Don't you understand that? That's why you ought to do it. Because he's above our faults. He's above our ways. He's high above. He sits high and he looks low. He sees your low, the low valleys, and he sees the high peaks. He's nothing like running. Running a race of faith. I think I'd rather run just on flat terrain. You can get stable where you can run a long way that way. When it's all the same, you can just run. You can put yourself in a stride and you can just run like that all day long and you don't get tired. And see, that's why you're getting tired, because you're going up hills and you're trying to go down into valleys. And you get down in those valley deep and you're trying to come up and you can't come up out of that valley deep. You're trying to run up out of it and you can't get up. You can't get up. You're fallen into the valley of sin and perdition. The valley of Hinnom. The flesh is going to be destroyed. Just leave it there and let the Father destroy it, what you need to do. Amen. That it doesn't rise up again. Your little ways rising up again. Your little attitude rising up. Oh, it's going to take that for you to get into the kingdom, whether you believe it or not. You're going to hell. You're not going into the kingdom with the trash. You're not going into the kingdom with that cloak of filthiness and unrighteousness. You're going to have on a cloak of righteousness. You're not going before the glory of Almighty Yahweh looking like that. Filth and sin, corruption. You don't thank him because you don't believe that he is whom he is. And I truly get interested in your heart. You'll thank him. You did this for me, Father. You'll thank him. You brought me this far, my, by faith. You'll thank him. You won't hold that back. And when I express thankfulness unto Almighty Yahweh for my wife, that time the tear, that I bless you, Father. I thank you. I thank you for the strength as Pastor Graham was speaking to us. Seals my heart. Makes me rejoice and weep. When you're truly thankful. When you're ungrateful swine, you're not thankful for anything. As a matter of fact, people perturb you. They make you angry. You don't want to be around them. You want to be in your own little world. You got your own little place. You want to do your own little thing. Something is wrong in your mind and your spirit. Now, I don't want to tie my hand behind my back and I see it all day. I like to look at it at times. I want to be able to look down and see my feet. And that's the reason why. And truly love the saints. You don't want to be separated from them. I don't want my feet separated from my legs. I don't want my legs separated from my thighs. I don't want them separated from my torso. And that from my chest, I will look kind of funny, wouldn't I? No, I want everything in its proper place. And he places us all in the proper place. In the body. To do what? To be thankful. When this old finger right here gets hurt, it can't say thank you, thank you. But it says to the head, say thank you. I'm glad. Thank you. You never done that? almost in a position whereby something would have happened, an accident. You get to find yourself out of his hole. Thank you. Woo, my hands would have been gone. Could have lost my hand. Johan said, come on, say thank you. I don't want to curse that which you always bless me with. Bless me with brothers and sisters, I want to curse them. Bless me with the wife, I don't want to curse her. Bless me with sons and daughters, I don't want to curse them. I don't want to curse them. Man that curses his father, mother, that man should die. We've been birthed from above, New Jerusalem. That's what birth is. That's what birthright is. You curse her? Now you're very grateful. You ought to be thankful. And bless the Father for all things. You bless him in all times. Give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good. His mercy endure forever. Let Israel say now, we are Israel, say that his mercy endure forever. Let the house of Aaron say that his mercy endure forever. Let them now fear Yahweh, say that his mercy endure forever. He said, I call upon Yahweh in distress. And Yahweh answered me, and he set me in a large place. I called upon him when I was in distress, and yet he answered me. And he set me a place that nothing of hell could touch me. You are in a confined place. You're the place of your flesh. That's where every kind of vile thing there is touch you. Touch your soul. Touch your mind. Touch your spirit. Yahweh sets us in a place without boundaries. You're not bound by your flesh. You're not in a large place where your little emotions and your little flesh confines you to that mode of thinking and that way of walking. You haven't set in a large place. He's put you in a little shallow place. And you can't go beyond the walls of your flesh. You can't go beyond the walls of your will. No, when you call upon him truly, when you call upon him, don't you know when you can't bless him, that's distress. Satan, you hear that? When you can't bless him, don't you know you are in distress? You need help. You are shallow. When you don't call upon him, don't you know you are in distress? When you can't bless his name at all times, don't you know you are in distress? You are in distress. You are perplexed. You can't think right. You can't even function right. You realize you're in distress, you call upon him. He'll set you in a large place. The song says he's so high you can't get over him, so wide you can't get around him. You can't go under him. You got to come in at the door. So he sets this wide open door for us to come in. Sure he does. A wide place where he will set you. You won't be bound by the confinements of your flesh. Oh, flesh causes you to be in distress all the time. The reason why? Because you don't thank him. You began to thank him. You ought to make that not part of a practice. That ought to be your desire every day. Just thank him. Just thank him for everything. I don't care what it is. You thank him. You bless him. You praise him. Trials, bless him. Tribulation, you glory in that. Opposition, you thank him. Rejection, you thank him. That's what he will do. He set us in a very wide place. In place where it is about as wide as your natural mind. That spiritual mind, it judges all things. It knows because it is the mind of the Father. And it knows all things. Wake up in Yahweh's house. Don't go to sleep. That's your problem. That's part of it. You get drunk. You'll go home and you'll sit down and you'll feel your guts. And you don't get sleepy on that. As soon as you finish eating, you may go to sleep after that, but you don't do that. No, you're not drinking old wine. We're going to drink some new wine when we get into the kingdom, all right? He's not putting new wine in old bottles. No bottles will break. That's what he's doing. He's trying to get that wine out the old bottles. It ain't no good. You've been intoxicated by it. The wine of your flesh, your will, your own corrupt desire. He wants us to thank him, saints. He wants us to thank him. He wants to set you in that wide place. Sure he does. He wants to set you in that wide place. It's better to trust in him. Trust in the confidence of princes is what the scripture says. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh for good, for his mercy endure forever. We give thanks unto him, saints, and bless him. He has set things, everything in order, the sun, the moon, everything. Sure he has. He has set a shining light in your life. He shines every morning to awaken you, to cause you to arise. Then he said, if it's one thing I will do, I'll tell you what I will do. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before all the gods, I will sing praises unto thee. He will sing praises unto you, unto the Father. Even in the world when I couldn't sing, there were love songs that I wanted to sing to Sister Robert. But what did you do? I would even practice them. So when I sang them, it sounded good. Well, how do I get to sing better? You just sing psalms in your heart and sing all the day long. Just bless him at all times. That's how you get to sing better. You never practice, it will never bring about perfection. The more you practice, the better it sounds. The more you sing to him, the more you want to sing. The more you sing praises of thanksgiving, the more you will. The more you shout in his presence, the more you will. The more you dance before him, you think he didn't mean what he said when he said to dance before him. He means what he says. And there's some of you that this word never moves your heart. You never do anything like that. You never appreciate it to him. I want you, Father. He's been too good to me. He's brought me too far to turn back. He's done wonderful things unto us. Great things. Sure he has. Sure he has. He's given life and he put life in you. He's putting life in you. That alone ought to make you praise him and bless him. Give thanks unto him. He said, I'll praise him with my whole heart. He said, and I will. Now, I will worship toward thy holy temple. And I will praise thy name for thy love kindness. For thy truth. And thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In that day when I cry, thou wilt answer me. And strengthen me with the strength in my soul. When I cry, you will give me strength in my soul. Do you not understand when we don't have that strength in our souls like we need? That we sin not against it? Soul that sinneth will die. And that's why your sister dying. That's why there's no life to bless him. To glorify him. So you all sit here, you look dead. His truth never caused you to perk. It never caused you to perk. Something is wrong in your soul. You need to get before the altar. You need to begin to cry out. He will give strength unto a man's soul. Give your strength when you call upon him. He will fortify your soul. And your soul will love him. My soul loves him. I like to say it like that. I know we sing my heart loves him, but my soul. That's something my soul loves him. Do not express that. That's why I like to say that my soul loves him. My soul delights in him. That old heart may deceive me at times, but it can't deceive that conscience, that mind, that soul, that breath in my soul. Even that breath in me rejoice. He will give us strength, you that cry unto him. He will put strength down in your soul. He will give you strength in your soul. Give you an anointing. Sure he will. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. Power of heaven. We got to begin to thank him. There's no way you're going to thank him if you can't thank him now when things began to unravel. You're not going to thank him. You're going to curse him. You're going to speak villainy against him. You're going to oppose him. He wants us to truly thank him. That there's such an appreciation. Whatever you do, Father. I will thank you. Wherever you lead me, I will thank you. Whatever you say, I will thank you, Father. Sure you will. Sure you will. And you will bless him. You will. Where shall I go from thy spirit? And where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You can't get around him. You can't get away from him. And the bed that we make our bed in hell is the bed of your flesh, saints. You make a hellish bed. You become hellish bent. You won't change. You need to let him create in you a clean heart. Renew the right spirit down in you. That's what you need, a clean heart. Only a clean heart can thank him. Only a heart that is pure will bless him. Only that. Only that kind of heart. David said, I cried unto Yahweh with my voice. It is a sound. When a man uses his voice. He said, with my voice Yahweh did I make my supplication. He said, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. For my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then thou knewest my path. And the way wherein I walk, they have privately laid snares against me. I looked to my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge fell me. No man cared for my soul. He said, out of all of that, I cried unto thee, O Yahweh. And I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. And righteously shall compass about me, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. You ought to bless it. He brought you out of that shackle. You came into his house bound. Bound in prison. The very enemy of your mind had you bound. Would allow you to be free. And yet he bring you to a place where he can set you in a wide place. You ought to thank him for that. You were caught up in your own fleshly personality. You can't get free from that. He said, I'll set you in a wide place. And I'll make you free. Give thanks unto me for that. You praise me when I do that. When you do that, you realize that it's by the power of his excellence. I will tell you this, saints. Praising him is as much about salvation as worshiping him. To praise him is equal to salvation as being baptized in water. Praising him is equal to salvation as being filled with the Holy Ghost. It is the same. His word never changes. Which part is more important? It all is important. Every single word. That's why he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every. It was the blood that sealed every word. Not a third of it, not just the New Testament, but the blood sealed every word. We got to live by every word. Which part is important? It is all important. Because without it all, you can never be complete. And we must be complete in him. And Yahshua is what? He is the Word. He is the living Word of Yahweh. So if you're in him, you got to live by him. In him and through him. So he means what he says. This is as important as singing. This is as important as crying. Oh, it is just as important as praying. Sure it is. And Satan wants to try to draw you away from that. And he uses your flesh to draw you away from it, saints. Use your emotions. He uses your stumbling blocks. You can change from those wicked ways. Get before the altar. Begin to cry. I don't care what you've been brought up like. I don't care if your papa didn't praise him or your grandmama or your mammy. It makes no difference at all. You have a new birth. And in this birth, you're not dysfunctional. I came from a dysfunctional house. You want to call it that. But I got a new birth. And my father's not dysfunctional. And my mama ain't no Jezebel, all right? So I didn't come from a dysfunctional birth. I have a new birth out of my soul. I have a living birth and a heritage. There was nothing my natural mother could leave me, but I have a kingdom. Sure I do. So my father's not dysfunctional. Man, I do all my functioning in him. In him I move and live and have all of my beings in him. And that's what he wants, saints. And he is not mincing on his words either. You may think he is, but he is not mincing. How many times must he tell us what to do? Because of our stubborn, obstinate hearts, we don't obey it. He cries aloud, constantly warns us until he tells us what to do. And yet we will not hear what he says. We won't do what he says. We will not obey what he says. David said, hallelujah. For it is good to sing praises unto Yahweh, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Don't you know to sing praises unto Him, that's a pleasant thing? That's why you don't have pleasant looks on you. Because when you sing praises, it's pleasant. And you eat something that's pleasant, it makes you pleasant. And the reason you don't have no pleasant talent is because you don't do what He says. You can't take nothing from this. I'm not adding anything to this. It's showing you your sins, your corrupted and your vile ways. And praises, they ought to be comely. It has to be a thing that you ought to do. Should not restrain you from doing that. Just I will bless you at all times. I'll bless you, Father. I'll praise you. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. And some of you all that would break a hip if you tried to do that. To dance, shout in the spirit. Because you're so stubborn in your ways. He commanded, He said, praise Him, all the angels. Do you think they're praising Him? He says, praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. He says, you know what praises mean? What He says? That there's a blessed fullness of your heart to know that He has given you the opportunity just to call Him and to make known whom He is. You tell me that sun doesn't rise in the morning and go down in the west. It rises from the east every morning and it sets in the west. That's how you see it. And the folks in the west, they see it coming from the east and it sets in the west. And the folks out in the far west, they still see it coming from the east and it still sets in the west. And the folks out in the far, 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 far east, they still see it coming from the east, but it still sets in the west. Yes, it does. It hasn't changed its course. And we ought not to change our course. You allow your flesh to change your way. I go, I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it today. No. Almighty Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He never changed. His word never changed. Listen to this. He said, praise ye Him, sun. You think the sun doesn't praise Him? It shone with the bright glory that He put in it. That it ruled the day and says that His name is made known in the brightness of His glory. He said, praise Him, sun. And moon, praise Him. He means what He says. He said, praise Him, all ye stars of light. We ought to be stars of light. I know He's talking about the constellations of the heavens, but we ought to be a shining light. We ought to be a star city that sit upon a hill that our light cannot be hid. He means what He says. He said, praise Him, ye heavens of heavens. And look at this now. You tell me, Father, you tell the waters that are above of the heavens to praise Thee? Yes, they praise Him. Because when He says, fall water falls on the just as well as the unjust. He sent 3 inches of rain down here and He sent it on the wicked man's farm, just like He did our gardens. He intended for every man to acknowledge Him. He said, praise me, waters. Let them all praise the name of Yahweh, for He commanded. He don't ask you to do it. He commands you to do it. Dress in riot and cover town. They command you to march in a certain way. For He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree that they shall not pass. He said, praise Yahweh from the earth, ye dragons and all ye deep, fire, hail, snow, vapors, stormy wind, fulfill His word. Wind, the storms, fulfill His word. And yet He has put a breath in us. And we don't want to fulfill His word. What is that? Well, to praise Him. And to thank Him. And to worship Him. He said, even they fulfill His word. They fulfill. They allow nothing to escape. They jot every I. Dot every period. Cross every T. They fulfill His word. Beast. And all cattle, creeping things, and flying fowls. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth. Both young men and maimed, old men and children. See, He wants you all. He didn't miss your old ones. He didn't miss your young ones. He didn't miss your young men. No, sir. He didn't miss anyone. And then He classified us all as children. He said, let them praise the name of Yahweh. That's what He means. He means for your children, you teach them and work with them to show them how to bless Him, how to worship Him. For His name alone is excellent. It is splendor above the earth and heaven. He tells us what and whom should praise Him. He didn't miss one word. He's not going to take back one thing at all. No one's going to be with the excuse, well, I didn't feel like it. Yeah, I know you don't. There's one thing that I feel, the reason I feel like doing it, because I know he's put breath in me this morning. He caused the blood to run through this whole body. And I'm grateful. I know from the grave, I can never praise him again. Our precious brothers and old elderly Mother Banks have gone on. They can never exalt him in this realm. Never. And there's some of you that are in the grave of your sin. You're in the death pit of sin. That's why you can't say anything. You can't praise him. You can't bless him. Because sin has bound your wicked mouth. It's your sins. You're corrupt in your vile ways. He makes a man free. He's free. He's free. He's free. Isn't that amazing? Because you will sit and gossip all day, talk about trivial things. You talk about things that are so foolish. You're going to be judged by every idle word. You laugh, you smile. And yet when it comes to hearing the word of faith and truth, it doesn't cause your heart to just rejoice. Hallelujah, David said, sing praises unto Yahweh. Sing a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. That's what we can do because we're not truly saints. Wicked. Yeah, he wants his praises in the congregation of the saints. He said, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. The children of Zion be joyful in their king. And we are the children of Zion. We are the children of his covenant. And we have to rejoice in our king. That's what he said. We have to rejoice in our king. Let them praise his name.